Welcome back. Tonight, we're with Lissy Taylor, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio.
Completely different to English rain. English rain is like kind of like your like shower, and here it's like serious rain.
So
whenever it rained, we'd just kind of sit and just watch and be like, wow, this is a lot of rain. Huh. And we just sit, and it didn't ever wear off. Every time we just all kind of be like, look, it's raining, and we just stand there for a sec and watch, and it became a whole thing. That's what came out of it, really. I just thought it was a cool comparison to make, because I was always like really fascinated by the like lightning. I'd always like count. I don't know, it's something to do with like how far away it is, like the storm, something to do with that. So I always used to do that. I was just always really fascinated by lightning. I was like, I'm gonna write a song.
Lightning striking. So dangerous, but brightening. He's got his head in the clouds, but it'll all come down. There's no fooling around when love's in town. 'Cause love is like lightning, so bright but so frightening. Of all the stars in the sky, why lightning? Driving to and from home. Reading books, cooking on the stove. White lies and hazel eyes are always in my mind, but I don't realize. 'Cause love is like lightning, so bright but so frightening. Of all the stars in the sky, why lightning, why lightning, why? Take me by surprise, love in disguise. Take me by surprise with your hazel eyes. 'Cause love is like lightning, so bright but so frightening. Of all the stars in the sky, why lightning, why lightning, why lightning, why lightning, why? struck once, I heard lightning strikes twice. It left a scar, but no advice.
Have you always been interested in, you know, in literature, lyrics, poems?
Yeah, sure. When I was in high school in England, English was my favorite class. Before I could play guitar, before I did anything musical, English was my favorite class. And my favorite part about it was poetry. I just loved poetry. And I would go home with my poetry book. It sounds kind of sad now I think about it, but in my spare time, I would get my poetry book, read it all, highlight it, and then I'd annotate every poem that I liked. And I was like, oh, this bit's so cool, and I'd completely get super excited about all the different clever bits that I could find within the different poems. And now that's what songwriting is. So.
Yeah. Did you start to write poetry before you started writing, actually forming that into song?
I'd write poetry and also just write like short stories as well. Probably when I was about 11, 12, I started writing poems and short stories, and then that grew. And then I started playing guitar. I just started doing covers, and then I got bored of doing covers because I didn't relate to them. And then I was just like, I'm going to give my own stuff a go. I'll see what I can do. And then it went from there.
It doesn't sound to me like you're content to just sort of sing a chatty song that people are gonna just, I don't know, remember a few lyrics to. It sounds like you want to get across something a little bit more than that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. I agree 100%, because when I started writing songs, and I wasn't particularly bothered about anyone actually listening to them. I just wrote them because that's what I like to do. And it was kind of like, I guess some people like talk to people if they've got stuff on their mind, or some people write it down and then feel better, or some people go and like work out a lot and then they magically feel fine. But I just play my guitar and write songs, and that kind of gets whatever I'm feeling out my system. Huh. And that was kind of my, like, I don't know, maybe like emotional, like, I don't know, I don't want to say like cleansing, but like
rescue.
Download onto my guitar, and that's just kind of like someone to listen to me, but not really listen to me because it's a guitar, but it was kind of like a friend.
I waited for you far too long. Got too much edge, swear I went wrong. Smoky room, an old movie.
person who can share in sort of a social setting or in friendships? Do you feel as free to share feeling in friendships and whatnot as you do in song?
I think so. I think I do. But sometimes I can get a little bit like off guard. Like, what's this song about? I'm just like, oh, it's just nothing. And then most of the time, like, I'll tell people what the song's about. But at the same time, like, I really like it when I don't really say exactly what the song's about. Mm. I just give like a vague idea, because what I wouldn't like is for someone to think, oh, this song's about this. Yeah. And I completely relate to that, and that really suits like my situation. And then we turn around and be like, oh no, it's not about that.
Yeah.
I feel like that would kind of squash like their, if they like the song, I feel like that would like kind of squash their like emotional connection to it. So I like to keep it quite open, because I feel like once I've played it to an audience, it's not really fully, I wrote the song, but it's not fully mine. It's kind of everyone's different interpretation of it, you know?
Miss it's in the lane, like smoking your lungs, like drugs through your veins, it's got nowhere else to run. Let's get out of this town, late on the roof. Offer me a jacket and be a man if you wanna see me soon. You throw gasoline to a flame, your soul's rich as coffee and your mind can't be tamed. So American is more than I can take, and it's more than I've ever been. You just wanna hang out with Mary Jane, run your hands through her. Goodbye's the pain, like an open railway, an Italian view. Taste the Floridian air and sink into the deep blues. Dark tans are mounted onto movie screens. There's girls in white dresses and boys in blue jeans. You're so American is more than I can take, and it's more than I've ever been. You're so American is more than I can take, and it's more than I've ever been.
When I came back from the States, I opened for a guy that's pretty famous in England and Europe, and he's named Jake Bugg. And that was at the Neverland Festival down in Kent. And that was probably the biggest festival that I'd done up to then, so I was super excited for it. And I got to open the main stage, and it was awesome. And I was like backstage with all these really cool bands. And when I started playing guitar, his songs were the first songs I was learning. So when I saw him across the field, I was kind of like, Mom, there he is. But it was really cool to get to like kind of share the same stage as him, knowing that I started playing his stuff. And luckily, they've asked me to come back. So this year in August, I'm going to be opening the same festival, but there's going to be Bastille and Clean Bandit there. Huh? So I'm super excited for that.
That's awesome.
While we've been here, I was in the studio and I got an email from the BBC. So throughout England, you have all these different BBC introducing stations tied to the local radio, and they bring up like the best local artists in the area. And I'm tied to BBC introducing Radio Stoke. And I had a email from the BBC, like BBC England's like the big one, saying, we would like you to perform at our festival we're putting on at the Blenheim Palace at Countryfile Live. And I'm going to be on the BBC introducing stage there. So I'm super excited for that. And that's going to be like right after the Neverworld Festival. So it's going to be super busy August.
Wow, here,
so I'm super
here we
excited.
Blue light, skin tight, downtown, midnight. Say it how it is. Burnett's black dress, dancing, godless. Daring my senses. Other men that I have met have burned out like a cigarette with you. I don't need to pretend like a baby girl needs in your love. I'll call to you from up above, cause you're my God, my man. You get me high, you get me. You get me high, you get me. You get me high, you get me. You get me. Close up. Sheets on, white light, soon gone. And that's what I like. Chasing the dark, bloom bunny in my heart. Other men that I met have burned out like a cigarette with you. I don't need to pretend like a baby girl needs in your love. I'll call to you from up above, cause you're my guide, my man. And you get me high, you get me. You get me high, you. Keep me young, keep me young. Nothing's too fast for me. Yes, you get me high, you get me. You get me high, you get me. You get me high.
I'd like to thank Lissy Taylor for being with us this evening. Thanks to our volunteers with their help with our production each week, especially Ryan Zinka, Will Padgett, Barry Albritton, and Amanda Haynes. We thank you for listening to our webcast, watching us on Facebook Live, and those listening to us on the Red Barn Network of stations.
We also thank the members of our studio audience for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio, which strives to present, promote, and preserve this rich Kentucky music and then share it with the world. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. Tickets for Red Barn Radio are now available on the web at eventbrite.com Lexington.
Lissy, that performance went by way too fast for me. And I have a feeling it went by way too fast for you all as well. Who would like to hear one more song from Lissy Taylor?
So the last song I'm going to do is one I wrote recently, and it's called Wildflowers. And like the idea behind it was I'd be in the car or on the train, and I'd just see like wildflowers coming out of just odd places, whether it's like the train track or the walls. And I just thought it's kind of like a really nice metaphor for just like natural beauty coming out of just like bleak places. And I just think sometimes that translates to people as well. Chasing time, I'm a stolen silhouette, hiding light. I'm a sunset, I'm a bittersweet goodbye. I'm unforgettable, I'm unforgettable. I'm a darkness, I'm a moonlight. Dry. I'm a daydream, and I'm as cold as ice. I'm an angel, I'm a fallen piece of art. I'm a puzzle, and everybody has a part. Take my hand. Heaven's this way. Forget what happened. Live for today. Are you ready for the wildflowers? Are you ready for the sunlight on your face? Are you tired of the lonely hours? Come join the party of the human race. Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Enjoy the view.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Lissy Taylor for being with us tonight. We'd like to thank Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain for supplying food each week for our musical guests and volunteers. Chef Greg Scott and Sims Pizzeria and Ice Cream Parlor is located just minutes from Lexington in historic Wilmore, Kentucky. For more information, see Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain on Facebook. The Twisted Cork, Lexington's only drive-through full-service liquor store and bar. They feature craft beer, wine, and all your favorites. The Twisted Cork has live music Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday nights and hosts the Red Barn Radio Open Mic every Sunday evening. Located at Partner Place, just off Clay's Mill Road. For more information, they're on the web at twistedcorklex.com. Room 17 Productions, a nonprofit organization telling the story of Professor Emeritus Sarah Holroyd and promoting music education through oral history, preservation, and live performance. For more information, Room 17 Productions is on the web at room17productions.com. The rest is history. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is Red Barn Radio's guest accommodation partner, providing hotel accommodations for our musical guests. Located in the heart of bluegrass, horse, and bourbon country, the Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is the ideal choice for your next visit to Lexington, Kentucky. AccuPrint provides printed programs each week for our audience members. For all your printing needs, AccuPrint is on the web at accuprint.us. Get our Red Barn Radio app by downloading Omveria in your app store. The Red Barn Radio app is powered by Omveria. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. Red Barn Radio's line producer and booking manager is Warren Cobb. We also thank our volunteers. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find performance dates and times at redbarnradio.com. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of the Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. For more information on the band, they're on the web at wookoutamerica.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here again on this station next week at this same time as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.